What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of the UFC Quick Picks. My name is Brett Appley. I am here to give you my favorite cash game play, tournament play, salary play, and a matchup I like from this DraftKings slate. We have UFC Vegas 89 this weekend. Rose Namajunas versus Amanda Ribas in the main event. 13 fights on this slate. A lot of really competitive fights. It's going to make for an interesting slate dynamic for sure. So why don't you let me know in the comment sections below who your favorite underdog is, because I think there's a lot of underdogs who have potential to win. I'm expecting a lot of underdogs to win. I'm picking a lot of underdogs myself, but the field will as well. So I'm curious to hear who you guys are going to be on below that mid-range. If you have someone you like, maybe a good week to take a heavier stand on them than usual. Without further ado, let's get into my cash game play of the week. It's going to be Rose Namajunas at 9.2K. All right, for cash games, I'm going with safety, and I'm going with the main event favorite here in Namajunas at 9.2K. She's minus 213 to win against Amanda Ribas. Obviously, the potential for her to fight five rounds is very important, and what's even more important is that there's just no safety on this card at all, not even in the top range with Nguyen or Williams or Shahbazyan or Lima. There just aren't any safe options anywhere throughout the slate. I'm not even certain Namajunas wins. I definitely think the fight could be competitive, but she certainly projects better than any other fighter at a base level on this slate with five rounds. It's, you know, worst case scenario, Namajunas is going to compete for several rounds. Ribas doesn't have a great chance to win inside the distance. So I think Namajunas has a reasonable floor. Namajunas also has the best inside distance line on this entire slate. It was minus 105 earlier. I see that plus 100 right now. Ribas has some durability issues, so I could see Namajunas scoring a knockout. If not, we're most likely just projecting volume striking over five rounds, which may not be enough to make her optimal in tournaments, but should still provide you a pretty decent score in cash games at that price tag. All right, next up in tournaments, I'm rolling with Fernando Padilla at 8.7K, and this may be not a unique target, but I think a lot of people are going to be on the other side of it. Of course, I like the underdog as well. It's one of the best-paced matchups on this slate, a fight that does project to end inside the distance. Padilla is the favorite around minus 170, and he's just a more experienced, more technical boxer, where Pajuelo is more of a bull rusher. He's going to try and push you against the cage, unload strikes, and that style works well and has upside. It's just his defense and technique is not very strong. So if Pajuelo wins this fight, I think he's going to smash at 7.5K. He'll be a popular target. However, I think Padilla is the superior boxer. I think he has knockout upside. He's plus 140 to win inside the distance, and I think it could come early. So it's still a risk, no doubt. He's still a boomer bust target, no doubt. But I like the ceiling for the winner in this matchup. I will be targeting it heavily, and I definitely like Padilla at 8.7K. All right, next up, my salary saver of the week. I'm going to go more contrarian here with AJ Dobson at 7.1K. There are legitimately 13 live underdogs on the slate, which makes it tricky. And like I said, I'm picking a handful of them to win. Some will be more popular than others. I don't think AJ Dobson's going to be that popular, and that's one of the main reasons why I'm giving him out at 7.1K. He's in okay fighter. I mean, he can strike a bit and he can wrestle a bit and he has some power and athleticism. I do think he's pretty green, and I wouldn't consider this fight, you know, I don't think he's a lock at all to be Edmund Shahbazyan. But the problem with Edmund Shahbazyan historically is that he doesn't have the cardio to fight 15 minutes. He either wins in round one, early round two, or he gets very tired and gets beaten up himself. And I just, we haven't seen any improvements from him in the past recent years. And, you know, his last win over Dalcilungi and Bula still doesn't look great. And I didn't think he looked that great in that fight either. The bottom line is this: Shahbazyan might go out there and try and knock Dobson out very quickly, and he might have success doing so. But historically, he gets tired. If that happens, I think Dobson can win the latter half of the fight and just simply win the fight as a whole. He doesn't project super well at, let me pull this up. He's plus 173 to win, only plus 375 to win inside the distance. So again, Dobson doesn't project well, and I think he's going to come in lower owned than Severino and Arosa and Ribas and Tafa. So that's sort of the added benefit here at 7.1K, and totally fine to sprinkle in those other underdogs as well. But I think there's stylistic upside with AJ Dobson because Shabazzian can't last 15 minutes and gets finished quite often. So at a cheap price tag, semi-contrarian, I like AJ Dobson in tournaments this week. All right, my matchup of the week, let's go with Carl Williams versus Justin Tafa. Williams is a favorite, 9.3K, Tafa 6.9K. Williams is minus 185 to win, Tafa plus 158 to win. It's a heavyweight fight here. Tafa is a boomer bust knockout artist. All of his wins have scored 100 plus points. We're looking at 104, 103, 105. And if Tafa wins here, I think it's because he defends takedowns, keeps this fight upright, and knocks Williams out. And at 6.9K, he's certainly in play as another salary-saving option. He's plus 200 to win inside the distance. That's a fantastic line. Only plus 158 to win as a whole, so good win equity there. And Williams hasn't proven himself on the feet, so I definitely think Tafa's live for a knockout at 6.9K. Williams, on the other hand, should be the superior wrestler. We've seen him wrestle heavily at times, landing upwards of 8 takedowns in his UFC debut. I'm not sure we're going to get 8 takedowns here, but Tafa, where he excels is with his hands, and where he is weak is probably on the ground. And if Williams, you know, avoids getting hit with a big hammer in the first couple minutes, I think he will eventually get this fight to the ground and potentially just wear Tafa down and finish him himself. Williams is plus 155 to win inside the distance. We already saw him score 130 points in his UFC debut, though. That came by decision. So I'm not even convinced Williams needs to win inside the distance to reach a ceiling. Either way, this fight doesn't project to play out super competitively because it's a binary matchup, a striker versus a grappler. Those are fights I usually like to target. I'll take Williams for the grappling-based upside, but Tafa certainly live as the underdog as well. All right, guys, that's going to do it for this week's UFC Quick Picks. Thank you so much for the support. You can follow me on Twitter, Brett Apley, WTWP. Establish the Run for all the premium content. Just spent 2 hours with my guy, Gordo Gambles, breaking down all 13 fights on this slate. If you want more content, please check out establishtherun.com. Thank you for the support. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to y'all soon. Peace.